This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, serious question here. Who thought Zoolander 2 was a good idea? Anyway, the box office champion this weekend going away was Deadpool, starring Ryan Reynolds, which has taken in $150 million so far. The movie took more than 10 years to make and is most definitely not an audience-friendly PG-13 either. Pamela McClintock covers Hollywood and the box office in particular for The Hollywood Reporter. Pamela, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Why? How? Where did this film come from? How did it do so well?
That is a very good question. I've rarely seen such box office surprises in my career, and that's saying a lot because I've been covering box office for about 10 years.
Basically triple the budget basically in 3 days.
Right. Beginning Friday, the numbers just kept going up and up and up. And, you know, I think it's especially a surprise because it's an R-rated film and a very R-rated film at that.
Much has been written about Ryan Reynolds and how he stuck with this project and, you know, 10 years and it was his baby and all this. I wonder, though, how much credit Fox, the studio, gets for having had the gumption, I suppose, to go with that hard R.
I think they deserve a lot of credit for having the courage to do it. And it is, you know, it's their biggest opening in history, which is sort of an incredible stat.
There was also, though, this small matter of a couple of years ago, the film, and I'm doing air quotes here, parts of the film leaking online and that contributing to the virality and the buzz and the people started looking forward to this thing. And now finally it's here. And heck yeah, we're going to spend $15 to go see it.
You know, whoever leaked that footage, it was probably a combination of people on the filmmaking team and maybe somebody at the studio, but it really worked.
Yeah, brilliant, right? In hindsight.
Very brilliant. Every piece of content was intended to go viral, and it did.
Thing is, you can't control virality, right? I mean, sometimes it goes well and sometimes it doesn't.
I mean, I think every piece of content had different goals. The first look piece of material that was released was Deadpool sort of mocking the famous Burt Reynolds Playboy centerfold. Mm-hmm. And that piece was really aimed at the fans to let them know what the costume looked like. And they came back saying the costume is great.
Also, though, I mean, they had the fans, right, this week.
Right.
And they had the young males that you would expect a hard-R demographic to get. But it's not like you can do $150 million at the box office without getting people outside the target demographic.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, at this level, you're really getting everybody. But it is interesting to note that fanboys did turn out in huge force, and that's a demo that's been very hard to get in the last few years at the multiplex.
How long until we see, you know, not a Deadpool knockoff, but other studios saying, oh, yeah, hard R hero superhero movies?
You know, already people, sort of comic book experts, are saying to me, saying, look, it's not about the R, it's about staying true to the character. And in this case, Deadpool is a very R-rated character.
And that was the thing about Ryan Reynolds, right? I mean, he did it in X-Men Wolverines. He wasn't happy with how it was portrayed, and he wanted to just have it and do it his way.
Right. And that was sort of the reasoning behind sticking with it until the studio said yes to his vision.
Is this, and I'm a Ryan Reynolds fan, I like his, you know, I like to see him on the screen. Is this his redemption now after Green Lantern and RIPD and the other not-so-great things he's done?
Well, everybody's saying that. I mean, people, as I'm sure you've seen, are saying that this is doing for him what Iron Man did for Robert Downey Jr.
Hmm.
You know, sort of pushes him into a whole other level of stardom.
Pamela McClintock, she's a senior film writer at The Hollywood Reporter. Pamela, thanks very much.
Thanks so much.